You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
A variety of ways you can reach out to us. One way is through our Facebook page, which is easy enough. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Jared puts a bunch of good stuff on there every day, including the clickbait and so much more. And a lot of people reach out with their problems, like Kaylin. She sent in this note, and Jer, neither one of us have seen this one before in all of our travels.
Yeah, this is definitely a new one. Very unique.
I like it. Kaylin, she says, hey boys, I'm going on a first date with a woman I met online. She's my age. We have a lot of the same interests. We're both coming out of long relationships, ready to try again.
Oh, all right. Looking for love.
Why do they say ready to take a chance again? Kaylin writes, the thing is, we agreed to meet up for a quick lunch on Saturday, and she told me she's bringing her grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
She's very close to her, I guess, and thought it would be fun. I was surprised, but then she said her grandmother is also a great judge of character, and she trusts her instincts. Kaylin writes, I guess if I've got nothing to hide, what's the big deal? But it still makes me a little uncomfortable. Like, I have to measure up to two people instead of one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about canceling, but wanted to see what you and your listeners thought before I do anything. Thank you. I love your show. With two exclamation points. Thank you, Kaylin.
Very nice. Very nice.
So she's saying, I've met someone, we're having our first date, and she's bringing her grandma.
I'm sorry. I think this is the most adorable thing ever. And I might be biased because, my sweet grandma just turned 88 yesterday and, she's still a pistol and she's sweet. And to bring granny along with you, what a great icebreaker. You know, it kind of just eases some of the awkwardness, I think. I think it's really cute. Why not?
Why I'm trying not? To process this as we go along here, and I'm hearing what you're saying about it being cute. And we are opening up the phones on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What advice do you have for Kaylin going on a first date with someone who's bringing grandma?
Let me go back to that caveat. I think this would only work truly, though, if grandma is a bit of a pistol. And kind of fun, and she can just kind of, you know, crack jokes and carry on, you know, some of the conversation with the two of them. If she's sitting there, you know, gumming her tater salad and, you know, kind of just getting in the way, then I don't think that would be a good idea.
I get the impression that grandma is not gumming anything. She's probably not even 60.
She's not gumming her tater salad?
I don't think it's like granny from the Beverly Hillbillies. I think we're talking about... Because let's do the math here. I don't know how old Kaylin is, but I mean, looking at her photo on
40?
Facebook, she looks like she's in her late 20s to me. So
grandma could be in her 60s, late 60s maybe.
27, 37, 47, 57, maybe early 70s.
Okay, so maybe she's just a quirky, fun grandma, and they spend a lot
Kaylin
of time together.
And Kaylin says that this other woman says that she thought it would be fun.
Maybe she's a pistol, man. She's like one of those artsy fun grandmas, and it just turns into like a girl's day, you know? I love it.
I gotta say no.
Really?
The thing is, and by the way, lines are open. We need your votes. This is a five call says it all. If you don't call, then Kaylin doesn't get her answer, which is what she's looking for.
I'd rather get calls. Yeah, calls than texts. Go ahead.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We enjoy text messages, but for five calls says it all, we need the calls. So come on, use your conversational skills and call your boys. I am not going to deny the cuteness factor. Yes, yes, and yes. However, the whole point of a first date is to get a feel for the other person and not to have to entertain their family members. It's already often an awkward situation anyway. And even though it may be cute, it defeats the purpose of getting to know the other person, because now half the time you're going to be sitting there talking to grandma.
But what if this truly is part of this person? Like, maybe she's helping take care of grandma. Grandma's there all the time. Look, she lives with grandma.
You and I come from family situations drastically differently. To me, if someone can't even go on a first date without bringing a family member, my gut reaction is run. You don't need that.
Really?
Yeah, you don't need. If they're already involving their family and you haven't even been out to lunch one time.
I think it's
Grandma can get a feel for the situation, you know, a month from now. She doesn't have to on the first date.
I think this will make a first date truly stand out because it is so incredibly unique and different. It's out of the ordinary, and something about it just might work.
Look, I can't deny that.
It's just different.
But I don't know. I hate to use the term red flag, which I think is thrown up too often.
It'd be a gray flag.
So we got a note from Kaylin. She's going out on a first date with a woman. They're both coming out of long relationships, ready to try again, she says. And they met online. They have their first meeting face-to-face. Their first date is a quick lunch this Saturday. Now, this other woman says she's not going to bring her grandmother because her grandmother is a great judge of character and is a fun person, blah, blah, blah. And Kaylin's like, you know, makes me a little uncomfortable. Do I have to measure up to two people instead of one? I'm thinking about canceling, but I wanted to see what you and your listeners thought. Jeremy says it's cute. Go and enjoy it. It makes for a unique first date. Whereas I'm on the other side of the fence and I say, no, look, the other person needs to pull up their big girl pants and go do their own first date without bringing grandma along.
All right.
Hey, but we don't know what the five calls are going to say.
Sure,
so
don't.
Let's find out. Here's, is it Eliana? Is that right?
Yes.
What do you think? Should Kaylin cancel or should she just go ahead and go?
I mean, I think it's a little untraditional, but I love it. I'm really close with my grandma and she's a riot and all my friends know her and love her. And I think it would be a great first date. And like, you know, if you are struggling with what to talk about, what better to talk about than the fact that grandma came on your first date. And so I think it's great and that you should go for it.
And, you know, there's probably no lull in conversation then when grandma's there. She can always fill in with, a quirky life story or something.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah, but we're not going to be dating grandma. You know?
You
we
don't know.
Find out about
maybe
the
they
other
will hit it off. You don't
grandma.
Know. You never know what will happen.
I'm so glad you called, and I'm so glad you have a great relationship with your grandma. Thank you for calling us.
Bye.
Thank you.
Appreciate you so much. Who's next? It's Lisa. Lisa, do you agree with that? Should she go, or is this not a good idea?
I think she should request no grandma, because first dates are stressful enough without extra people along, especially family members. And that's for a few dates in when you are really starting to think about, okay, I'm going to keep going with this person or no, thank you.
What if we find out that this is a key to making first dates less stressful, though? Like, we've been doing it wrong all these years. Bring grandma along.
I think we've managed okay throughout the centuries. We seem to hook up okay.
And, you know, you said maybe she's not dating grandma or something like that. But essentially, at some point, maybe she will be. If this woman is so close with grandma, she might be around all the time. So you might as well get used to it now.
Or run away.
It feels like you yield matchmaker. Let's just go back to that then.
Yeah. Lisa, right. I'm glad you called. Thank you for your time. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Have a good one.
Bye.
Appreciate you. Sarah's holding. Hi, Sarah. Good morning. Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
So what are we telling Kaylin?
So, I mean, I also think it just sounds really stressful, especially like for people who might have a little more social anxiety. But it's not even just that. It's just like, I just can't imagine if I was with somebody's parents or grandma or anything, I would be even more formal. Like, I would have a lot more trouble getting comfortable and getting to know the person.
It's the ultimate goal of a first date is getting to know that person.
Well, have a couple cocktails and loosen up a little bit, Sarah. Quit being so high strung.
I don't think I would be able to drink. Like, I wouldn't want to loosen enough.
Yeah, because then why? Grandma's like, oh, she's a, that Kaylin's a lush.
What if right off the bat?
You don't want to be going out with her what anymore. If right she off the, can't handle her liquor.
The, right off the bat, Grandma orders a round of margaritas for everybody. And all of a sudden, life is good.
Too much on, family. Sarah. Sarah, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Sarah.
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye. Thank you. So far, 2-1 saying not a good idea. Here's Nathalie. Nathalie, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
I think this is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Girl, tell us why.
Preach it.
Well, I work with seniors every day. And there is no way I'm taking them on any date, anywhere, anytime. No.
I worked with seniors for 4 years, and that was the best part, was taking them out into the public.
Oh, I love
they're quirky
them.
AF.
Not on a first date.
Quirky. I love taking them out, but not on...
Yeah, we cannot let this be morphed into like bashing on the elderly, which is what this is not about whatsoever.
No.
It's a specific situation, Nathalie, and I think you've got it right on. It's like there's always a time and a place to hang out with Grandma. Yes. First date ain't it.
That's right. That is not it. Grandma is for down the road when. You want to meet everybody.
Right, when you're a little deeper into the relationship. Well, hopefully Grandma's still around.
It's not first date.
Yeah, we'll see you at Thanksgiving, Grandma.
Maybe. You don't know. She might not be around.
Nathalie, have a great day, okay?
See you later.
Okay,
thank you. Appreciate your call. None of us might be around at Thanksgiving.
Well,
you don't know.
More likely, Grandma.
Here's Kellen. Kellen, good morning.
Hey, boys. Good morning.
Hello.
So what do you think?
It's a little odd. But at least it's not her mother. moms tend to be a little bit more
careful.
I guess protective, but
okay.
No, I'm being careful. But I agree. I think with your third caller, Sarah. I think that you're going to be a lot more shut down. You're going to be a lot more. You don't necessarily want to say some of the things that you should be talking about on a first date. If anybody else is there, it doesn't really matter who it is. But
again, maybe you will, because the older people have a tendency to blurt and talk about inappropriate things, and it really might loosen things up.
Good, then
up.
We get to know Grandma. We're supposed to be getting to know Grandma's
They'll tag team the meeting.
You know what I think, Kellen? I've been trying to figure out how I want to word this, and this is not going to come out right, but I'm going to try my best.
Uh-oh.
This is yet another example of selfishness, is what this is. Because, you know, we're evolving into more and more of a narcissistic and selfish society, right? Where everything is about me and my needs and stuff like that and screw everybody else. So what this other woman is telling Kaylin is, I'm doing this. This is for me. Like, would the other woman like it if Kaylin was bringing somebody along with her to judge this other woman? She probably wouldn't be comfortable with it. So she's just being very selfish, saying, I'm doing this for me.
This is the total opposite of selfish.
It's totally selfish.
She's bringing her grandma along.
Not for the other person.
She's caring for her grandma. She values her opinion. She's getting grandma out for the day.
I think grandma will be okay for 1 hour without her granddaughter.
We don't know that.
You think she'll survive for 1 hour?
She might need her meds. We don't know.
I think it's selfish. Kellen? Thank you for your vote. Do we have time to squeeze in one more?
I love that we're arguing about this. This poor little old lady that just wants to go to lunch.
Look, Kaylin wrote, and she wanted our opinions.
I just want some meatloaf.
We're giving opinions. Andy, what do you think?
Hi, I think multiple reasons no. I was a grandmother's boy growing up. Her word was like the end all be all.
Yeah.
But I would only introduce potentials if they were like long-term potential partners. On a first date, you're meeting someone's grandmother. You're not going to be yourself. You can't ask the same questions. You can't be your full authentic self because you're going to be worried about being judged. It's like, hey, my best friend is somebody that I trust their work completely. If I bring my best friend along, is that okay? Also, you're trying to please not only your date's generation, but also grandmother's generation, which they're going to have different views and different opinions. And then...
Yeah.
Andy,
you're saying all the right things, man. That's a good call.
Andy,
all legit.
We got to run. Thank you for a great call. Jeremy was 5-1 on my side.
Dang, that sucks.
So you got stomped this time.
I got spanked.
As cute as it is, this ain't the place. It's like, we talk about dogs, right?
Yeah.
Dogs, adorable. But not every place is for dogs. And I know that's heresy for some people who are listening. You know? When you go to the Buell to watch a show, you don't need to bring your dog and put it in the seat next to you.
No, you really don't. And you don't need to bring grandma there either.
Don't need to bring grandma to the first day.
Just a distraction. No, grandma,
I tell you what, get grandma a ticket to something at the Buell, drop her off.
Put her in the top
row. And then you
go
on your date. And then make grandma walk home.
Well, this is disappointing.
You got crushed.
On a lot of levels. Really disappointing.
You got crushed.
Nobody wants to take care
Come
of the
on,
elderly.
Take it like a man.
Nobody wants
Last
to
time we did some one of these five calls says it all, I got crushed.
Hey, I'm fine. I got crushed.
You didn't
Whatever.
See me whining.
I'm a big fan of odd and quirky, so I'll just stand alone on this one. It would be fine.
No, the deal this here is fine. That you are the ultimate family guy, and you cannot imagine your family not being welcome anywhere. And I think you're projecting that onto Kaylin's
There might
date.
Be a touch of that.
Like 96% of it. I don't think I
Maybe
know you too much, buddy.
A little
you're
bit.
Not that into odd and quirky.
No,
you're pretty much
that is
a,
odd
you're
and quirky.
Pretty much a conservative dude in life.
That's crazy.
Go look at your front yard.
That's crazy talk.
Look at your front yard in the suburbs.
No,
you're
not
that odd and quirky, Littleton.
I got a little gnome hiding in one of my bushes that
you
flips
are a little
people
gnome.
Off. That is
odd
and quirky.
I got a little gnome for you right here.
Well, I feel bad for all the elderly listening today.
Yeah, I know. They got crushed too, didn't they? That's funny.
Oh, well.
All right, we got a trending report coming up. Kaylin, now you know, cancel. You know, actually, let me rephrase that. You don't have to cancel. Just reach out and say, look, I really want to meet you for lunch. Can we do it without your grandma? And if the lady says absolutely not, then cancel.
Yeah, move on then.
If she's not flexible, she can't go anywhere without her grandmother.
Poor grandma.
Oh, that was great.
You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.